First to the National Capital, where the blunt post-budget approach of the Treasurer and the Prime Minister is giving way to talk of compromise. As federal politicians head back to Canberra for the first parliamentary sitting since the budget was delivered, some in the government are admitting that they're struggling to sell the Abbott government's economic plan. The National Senator Ron Boswell says constituents are telling him the budget is unfair, and senior ministers are again indicating that they're prepared to negotiate on many of the budget's tougher measures to get them through a hostile Senate. From Canberra, James Glenday reports.
After spending a week out and about selling the budget, federal politicians came back to Canberra this morning, spruiking their carefully crafted messages.
We delivered the budget Australia had to have.
Finance Minister Matthias Cormann was the Coalition's chief cheerleader. Doug Cameron led the charge for Labor.
So anyone that comes here and argues that they will get this budget through have got rocks in their head. How can anyone ever trust Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey again?
On the back of recent poor polling, that's a concern of some in the government. Retiring National Senate veteran Ron Boswell says he's struggling to sell the budget to his constituents.
I think they're saying there is an equity problem. It's falling on the lower income earners, more so than the higher income earners or the middle income earners. It's hard out there.
And does he agree with those sentiments?
I think there will be some debate, certainly some debate in the National Party room. You'll have to run for Parliament to see what happens in there.
There are several Nationals who are worried poorer regional electorates are wearing too much of the budget pain. Some are particularly worried with the decision to change Family Tax Benefit Part B. They're not speaking publicly yet, but the government is also dealing with ill-discipline in other areas.
The Australian government's infrastructure investment and growth programs.
The World Today has been sent the tender documents for this YouTube video, which was posted before the budget was handed down on the account of Assistant Infrastructure Minister Jamie Briggs. The documents show it cost up to $85,000 to produce, and it's only been viewed about 2,500 times. Labor's Stephen Conroy teased officials in Senate estimates about how much the video cost per view.
85,000 and 2,358 views.
As I said, a lot.
With the government fighting on a few fronts, the opposition is trying to fan the flames.
I present the Australian Education Amendment, School Funding Guarantee Bill 2014 and the Explanatory Memorandum.
Yeah. Labor's leader Bill Shorten this morning introduced a bill to Parliament designed to put the focus on the Coalition's disagreements with the states and its cuts to education funding.
The Abbott government's decisions since being elected will create a permanent underclass in this country.
But for the moment at least, the government is much more concerned about getting its budget measures through the Senate. As it stands, several related measures look set to be blocked.
Everybody seeks to posture at the beginning of negotiations that might need to take place.
Leader of the government in the Senate, Eric Abett, says he's ready to talk with the crossbench.
And I'll listen very carefully to all the suggestions that are made.
Labor has already indicated it'll pass the temporary debt tax on high-income earners, and Christopher Pyne, the leader of the lower house, is confident of getting most of the government's changes through.
I'm sure the Senate, when the legislation reaches the Senate, will go into the negotiation phase that is a hallmark of our democracy, and I'm confident that they will see the benefits of the government's plan.
But Labor and the Greens have the numbers in this Senate. They are vowing to stand in the way of some items, including the $7 co-payment to see a doctor. So there's increasing focus on the new members of the upper house, which will take their seats in July.
James Glenday reporting.